Well, it is Wednesday. Artie Shaw to open, begin to begin. And there's days that I somehow feel like we're beginning the bean all over again, each and every day of our lives. More so, given all that's going on. Jeffrey Bennett here. On the Edge of Darkness, typically this Wednesday installment is also referred to as To Health With You. A subject I've not concentrated on for a while, which in effect was the premise for To Health With You many years ago. Certainly the premise of our website, drkelly.net. Our subject tonight, cancer. It is estimated that as many as 41% of people currently living in this country will develop some form of cancer within the next 20 years. There's even been stories that that could increase due to all the caca that we've gone through in the last 2.5 years with COVID. But let's just use the 41% for now. Because all of that translates to about 130 million individuals, a truly shocking statistic that, in spite of the cancer industry's best attempts to spin it, represents an increase in the overall rate of this leading cause of death over the past half century. Not the decrease that we continue to hear about. Now take a moment just to let this statistic sink in, my friends. Consider what this means for you, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors. This means that roughly 2 in 5 people that you know, or nearly half of your social circle, will develop some form of cancer. Oh, and you could be included in this dire statistic if you don't take the proper steps now to help minimize your cancer risk. And that is what this two-part series is going to help you to do. Now, before I go any further, I want you to not just sit there listening tonight. I want you to get a pad of paper. Get stationery. Take paper out of your printer. Because I want you to begin making notes. Because I promise you, some of the things we're going to talk about tonight, you are involved with, you are doing, you are using as relates to products and things of that nature. And as I began to work on this program tonight, I initially felt that we could conclude this tonight. And as I was reviewing my notes and the various different things, I began to realize, no, it's not going to conclude tonight. It's going to have to continue on to next Wednesday. And yes, the archives will be available to you. This is what this program is going to help you to do, help you to minimize your risk of cancer. It's going to help you from becoming a cancer statistic. And we're going to give you critical information to allow you to take control of your health. You'll be learning the exact steps to minimize and avoid cancer-causing toxins that you are unknowingly being exposed to every single day, multiple times every day. We're being poisoned. I implore you to thoroughly listen to all that we have to say tonight and next Wednesday. Soak up all the information that we are going to share with you. Because in this eye-opening expose, you're going to be learning many unknown cancer prevention strategies, such as how to avoid hidden cancer-causing chemicals in your food, your water, your personal care products, and just in and around your home and your workplace. why certain animal foods promote cancer, why others actually inhibit cancer growth. We're going to talk about how to eat as close to nature as possible to reinforce your immune system, to become a cancer-defending machine. Oh, we're going to talk about which products are critical to immediately remove from your house and workspace in order to avoid toxic chemical contamination. And you're going to be shocked at some of the brands and some of the products we bring up here. We're going to talk to you about some of the specific brands and products which are safe for you to use that will significantly minimize your cancer risk. Tell you a little bit about where to find these safer, non-toxic products, what to look for in purchasing them, and so much more. Oh, and by the way, you're not going to hear about any of the things we're going to be sharing with you these next 2 weeks, not on the major news outlets or the major news channels or their websites or in the newspapers or any of the major magazines in your newsstand. And why not? Because the major media outlets, even the small local ones, have as their advertisers the exact corporations that are marketing these poisonous toxins to us. It's like the old adage, never bite the hand that feeds you. My God, people, it couldn't be any truer. You know, some years back, a well-known Emmy award-winning journalist left her job because her company, one of the giant media outlets, would not run her whistleblowing story. The CEO did not want to potentially lose the advertising bucks, and so her story got trashed and her information remains kept secret from the public. Look, it's simple. The hard truth is that cancer-causing toxins are literally being hidden from us all. Inside of personal care products, things like soaps and shampoos, conditioners, sunscreens, body lotions, so much more. And they're also in our household cleaning products, in our food, in our water. And few people even have any idea that they're in there. Because these products are so cleverly disguised with fancy packaging and slick commercials and well-known celebrities getting paid top bucks to endorse them. And the average person buys into the hype and purchases the products and then unknowingly poisons themselves. Come on, people. If you live in the real world, then you're literally being bombarded with these types of advertisements each and every day, pretty much everywhere you go. How many times have we talked about the media, how the media plays political games to cover up from one party or another, or one candidate for another, or one lie or another about what it is they're trying to cram down our throat? You think it's any different in the health industry, the food industry, the medicine industry, anything? Because worst of all, with all of this nonsense, federal regulatory agencies like the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, you know, the FDA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the very agencies that are designed to protect us, don't do it. They knowingly allow companies to use these poisonous toxins in their products, and this is a major reason why cancer rates are soaring. But the good news is, after listening to this program, you're going to be educated and empowered to make much smarter, healthier choices. And as you listen, keep in mind that I'm going to continue to expose many of these hidden toxins along with which products contain them. And then I'm going to give you some safer, non-toxic, often natural alternatives for each of them. And we'll even share with you some do-it-yourself tips on how you can make some of these products yourself, which will allow you to save some money, too. And God only knows we all need to do that today. Because, my friends, what I'm about to share with you is really going to open your eyes, even shock you. So we're first going to address the area of personal care products. We all use them. The very things that we've all been told will help us stay fresh and clean. But personal care products, meaning things like toothpaste, shampoo, soap, they're a minefield of unsuspected cancer-causing toxins. Even a study conducted at Harvard University found that the average person is exposed to more than 100 chemicals from soaps, cosmetics, and various other personal care products before they even go to work in the morning. All of which represents just a small fraction of the more than 80,000 chemicals currently in use in personal care products that have never been adequately safely tested by federal regulators. Even worse is the fact that a great number of these chemicals have been shown in independent testing to cause cancer and other serious health problems. So let's begin with one of the personal care products that we typically start our day with and end our day with or end our night with: toothpaste. In commercial toothpaste, surprisingly, you'll also find a whole host of toxic additives, the worst of which, fluoride. An industrial waste product linked to lowered IQ in children, dental fluorosis, or modeling of teeth. Oh, most folks probably grew up thinking fluoride was good for their teeth because that's what the public has been told for over a half a century. Oh, it's been much longer than that. But the collective of science says otherwise. Propylene glycol. That's a synthetic moisture absorbent linked to organ toxicity. Triclosan, an antibacterial chemical that disrupts hormone production, promotes multiple forms of cancer, including breast, ovarian, testicular, and prostate. And even the plastics in the form of polyethylene, which also interfere with the endocrine system and promote cancer. And all those ingredients are clearly problematic. But there are some natural toothpaste products that one can look into. I personally, and forgot about it for a good number of years, use a product called Tom's. Tom's of Maine. It's a natural toothpaste. There are others. Dr. Bronner's all-in-one toothpaste. Auromere, A-U-R-O-M-E-R-E. Ayurvedic, A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-I-C toothpaste. Tom's of Maine. Spry Dental Defense toothpaste. Desert Essence toothpaste. Jason toothpaste. Nature's Answer Perio-Bright natural toothpaste. Each of those toothpaste products contains cleansing and protective herb extracts such as neem, wintergreen, mint, and cinnamon. This is the real stuff, derived from the essential oils of actual plants and herbs, not chemicals synthesized in the lab. Let me back up for just a minute. We brought this whole thing of fluoride up. And many years ago, I did a one or two part series dealing with fluoride and how it was discovered, how it was used, and the lies and the deceit that were used to sell it to us. Oh, yeah. Maybe time to bring that series back out again, huh? There's a product called Neem, N-E-E-M. Was shown in a 2011 study published in the Journal of Indian Society and Periodontology to safely and effectively treat plaque-induced gingivitis due to its powerful anti-inflammatory properties. These are all things that will benefit us through the proper types of toothpaste. And there may be others. I've just given you a list of what? 7? For a long time, Tom's used to be available at Walmart. I don't know if it still is. I don't generally shop Walmart anymore. Mouthwash. Now, many of us use it. I don't use it very often. Interesting enough, used some this morning. And then all of a sudden, I start working on this thing. I said, oh my God, gargle, gargle, gag me, gag me. You may not have known this, but your body contains a special kind of good bacteria that helps promote digestion and blood vessel health. But a study published in the journal Free Radical Biology and Medicine found that many popular mouthwash products contain an ingredient known as chlorhexidine. And chlorhexidine destroys that bacteria, weakening our immune system, which, by the way, is critical to cancer prevention. And some studies have also linked added alcohol in some mouthwashes to oral cancer, which is why brands such as Tom's of Maine and Jason and many of the other same brands mentioned in the toothpaste category offer mouthwashes that are made from simple, safe ingredients such as water, glycerin from vegetables, or glycerin from vegetables, aloe vera, natural essential oils derived from mint and wintergreen. Boy, it all makes common sense, doesn't it? Well, let's go to the third entry in the oral selection. Dental floss. What, Bennett, come on. What in the world could dental floss do to cause us? Well, believe it or not, even some dental floss comes with its own set of cancer risks. It is due to the use of a chemical known as perfluorinated polymer, or PFC. That doesn't stand for private first class, for those of you who served. This cheap replacement for natural wax interferes with hormone and immune function, may increase the risk of some forms of cancer. There are some alternatives. A dental floss manufactured by Radius Floss, or EcoDent Premium Dental Floss, or Desert Essence Dental Floss. There's not a one of these you're not going to be able to find online. That's why I've suggested you take notes. Now, I realize that being able to take complete full notes while I'm talking may not be able to read your writing later. So I'm certainly going to invite you to go back into RBN tonight and make sure that you save this broadcast so that you can go back and listen to it again. It is important. I want you to get these brand names so that you can write them down. You can go do the research, see where you can find them. Surprisingly, you may find some of them in your local drugstores. Let's get on to item number 4, hair care. We're still dealing in this whole area. Because a concern are things like shampoos and conditioners for our hair, many of which contain cancer-causing parabens. That's a type of preservative linked to breast cancer. And some include synthetic fragrance chemicals, sulfates. That's a detergent, and surfactant. Other chemicals linked to various forms of cancer. In 2013, the Center for Environmental Health, CEH, discovered through independent testing that a large number of brands sold in grocery, drug, and department stores contained a chemical known as cocamide. Bear with me on the second word. Cocamide diethanolamine, sometimes referred to as cocamide DEA. It's a foaming agent. It's a thickener. It's also known as a carcinogen. Let me give you a brief description of something here for just a moment. Well, let me conclude this section. Amongst the safest and most effective cleansing and condition formulas obviously do not contain the above-mentioned ingredients. Many of the best ones contain very few ingredients. Dr. Bronner's Pure Castile Liquid Soaps, Aubrey Organics, and Himalaya Hair Care. I'm kind of a strange bird, personally. You know, my wife goes out and buys the shampoos and my granddaughters and the whole nine yards. Because they've fallen for the crap. We stopped buying normal grocery store bath and hand soap years ago. All the big brands, the Ivories, I can't even, the Dial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Irish Spring, forget it. We don't buy any of that stuff. I tend to go to either Marshall's or Ross and buy some of the most amazing soaps I've ever had in my life. And they all appear to be unbelievably chemically free. They come in real bath size. Have fun buying old-fashioned bathtub-sized soap anymore. No, they're smaller bars because they disappear that much faster, etc., etc. I've not washed my hair in shampoo in years. I use those bars. And sometimes they got a little bit of odor to them, you know. And I'm trying to be careful. I'm trying to see what we're good. I'm not losing my hair. No signs of cancer. No questions of cancer even being raised at all. Next item. Hand and body lotions. Oh, boy. Particularly during dry and cold seasons, many people resort to hand and body lotions that claim to provide moisturizing benefits for the skin health. But you see, there's a class of emulsifying ingredients. Now, emulsifiers basically thicken lotion and give it a consistent texture. But this particular emulsifying ingredient, known as alkylamides, they're used in many of them. They can convert into cancer-causing agents known as nitrosamines. And such prominent examples of nitrosamine-causing alkylamides or acrylamides that you need to watch out for, if you can even find them referenced, include, bear with me with the words, I swear to God they do this intentionally, DEA, or diethanolamide, MEA, ethanolamides. Sorry about that. TEA, triethylenamides, and another one called monoisopropanolamides, and another one that's got to have two words in it, ethoxylated alkylamides. The simplest, safest, and most effective way to moisturize your skin is to use pure moisturizing oils, either from or with coconut and jojoba oils. That shea butter is also pretty good. So now we jump up to the body soap and the washes. Even the soaps that we use to wash our body, the ones we talked about earlier, they're a source of carcinogens. If they contain ingredients such as benzyl acetate, that's a perfume chemical linked to liver adenomas, carcinomas, stomach tumors, pancreatic cancer, sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS, is duly mutagenic, meaning it damages cellular genetics. Also inhibits the skin's ability to retain moisture. which is the opposite of what you want when it comes to products for cleansing your skin and personal hygiene. A few recommended brands you can take a look at. Once again, Dr. Bronner. Dr. Bronner's Pure Castile Liquid Soap and Bar Soaps. Nubian Heritage. Another brand called One with Nature. Oh, we're going to keep on going down through the old body routine. How about deodorant or so-called antiperspirant? This is a constant fight that I have. We've got things around here that I've never even opened because I don't like using so-called deodorant or antiperspirant that when you open it up, it's slimy when you put it on. It's wet. There's other ones I prefer. And yet, little by little, given much that I've gone through this last 8 or 9 months, I'm looking at other alternatives now. Did you know that many deodorant and antiperspirant products on the market today contain, here we go, aluminum, a metal compound that blocks the pores in your armpits, inhibiting detoxification through sweat? Aluminum is also a neurotoxin that a study published in the Journal of Applied Toxicology found that deposits itself into breast tissue after being absorbed through the skin. So there are some alternatives. Recommended products, Primal Pit Paste, another product called Young Living, and another item called DIY deodorant. I'm assuming that means do it yourself. All right, so let's talk about DIY for a moment. Because you can also make your own deodorant at home quite simply. All you really need to do is mix a little bit of baking soda with a small amount of water and rub it under your armpits. No, yes, do that. Rub it under your armpits. No thanks, Michael. If reducing wetness is important to you, well, I guess you could skip the water and mix one part baking soda with six parts cornstarch. But look for a variety that isn't genetically altered. We'll talk about that more later when we get into the food section. You could dry dust this stuff under your armpits. Because you can also utilize a more solid base component, such as glycerin or shea butter. Mix it with a natural moisturizer, such as aloe vera. Add an absorbent medium, such as baking soda. But a few drops of scent, if you prefer, derived from your favorite essential oils. That's it. That's simple. You can make it yourself. But we've all been so accustomed to just paying for somebody else to make it for us and tolerating all that comes with it. Now let's talk a little bit about hand sanitizer. Like with hand soaps and many other products that we've talked about, hand sanitizers ain't all they're cracked up to be, folks. For the most part, they don't even work because they're designed to kill bacteria, including the good bacteria that we need to support immunity. Not remove the dirt and other particles that help spread bacteria. Hand sanitizers are also typically loaded with triclosan, just like the hand soap is. Its cousin, trichlocarbon, or triclocarbon. Synthetic fragrance chemicals. What makes these, the hand sanitizer products, worse than hand soaps is that they're not washed off with water. They're absorbed directly into our skin. And if we must sanitize our hands in this manner rather than just wash your hands with pure soap and water, try using vinegar instead. A 5% solution in a small spray bottle. Most white vinegar products sold at grocery stores work just fine and is 99% effective against bacteria. And what's more important is it's completely non-toxic. completely non-toxic. Now, the company we mentioned earlier, Young Living, they also sell an all-natural hand purifier called Thebes, which sanitizes your hands using all-natural aloe vera and the essential oils of clove, lemon, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. I never dated rosemary. Oh, different story. And then we get down to something that we tend to start buying and bringing out. Look, I've got a swimming pool. And my wife goes out and gets this stuff every year. She got to get it for the kids. She's got to get it for themselves. How come I never put the stuff on? Sunscreen. Because most commercial sunblock products contain one or more of the following harmful additives. Oxybenzone. Avobenzone. Octisalate. Octocrylene. Homosalata. And octinoxate. And the most problematic is the oxybenzone, because it's the most common additive used commercially. But other problems we deal with sunscreen include that some manufacturers' use of retinol palmitate, a form of vitamin A that actually increases users' risk of skin cancer once it's been exposed to the sun's ultraviolet rays. Do you start to wake up a little bit and begin to question what the hell is being crammed down our throats, under our arms, in our teeth? Many commercial sunscreen manufacturers synthesize zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, the two most common active ingredients in sunscreen products, into a nanoparticle form, which means that the particle sizes of these ingredients are made unnaturally small, which poses health risks due to easy absorption. And so our best bet is to choose only natural sunscreen products containing mineral-based, non-nanoparticle versions of either titanium dioxide or zinc oxide, both of which provide physical protection against, and by the way, zinc oxide is preferable. And both of these provide physical protection from the sun's rays without leaching dangerous chemicals into our bodies and our skin. And interesting enough, there's some very favorable brands out there. Aubrey Organics, A-U-B-R-E-Y. Badger Natural and Organic Sunscreens. And here's one that might surprise you. Dr. Mercola's Natural Sunscreen Lotion. Mercola is spelled M as in Mary, E-R-C-O-L-A. Dr. Mercola's Natural Sunscreen Lotion. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not getting paid one dime to advertise for these companies. I'm making reference to things that have been exceedingly well researched. By the way, there's another great option for sunscreen protection is to supplement with natural astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. That is a potent carotenoid or carotenoid, C-A-R-O-T-E-N-O-I-D, antioxidant found naturally in salmon. Astaxanthin is the pigment in salmon that makes these fish pink, protecting them against sun damage. And when humans consume astaxanthin, it provides similar natural protection. And now we're going to get to an area that, if you guys want to go get a beer, go ahead. Feminine hygiene products. I'm teasing about going to get the beer. Be there to support your spouse. Understand all of this because it's what she's going through and doesn't even know it. Because my friends, believe it or not, even feminine hygiene products are often saturated in harmful chemicals. Tampons and pads contain chlorine, a bleaching agent. They contain dioxins, plastics. Bisphenol A, and a crazy word, phthalates, P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. They contain synthetic fibers, various petrochemical additives, not to mention synthetic fragrances and chemical-based odor neutralizers. But because you see federal regulators classify them as medical devices, tampons and sanitary pads are typically sold without full disclosure of the ingredients they contain, giving manufacturers full rein to add practically whatever they damn well please. In some major areas of concern with regards to conventional feminine products were once outlined by Women's Voices for Earth, and they include the following. Ladies, please sit up and take notice. Tampons. Since most major brands of tampons are bleached, they contain toxic byproducts such as dioxins and furans, F-U-R-A-N-S, that can cause reproductive harm, endocrine disruption, and cancer. And pads. Pads come with many of the same risks associated with bleached tampons, as well as added risks from adhesive chemicals, such as, here's a couple more great words I'm going to have a tough time pronouncing, methyl dibromo glutaronitrile. And then there's feminine wipes. This one bothers me. Several months ago, in one of my hospital stays, the night nurses came in. One was the supervisor, and the other was under her watch. And the gal under watch was a fat pig of a human being, whose job it was to remove my catheter and replace it. She was an absolute pig of a human being. She was a slob. And when you're having a catheter done, they have these relatively giant, like, Q-tips. But they're fairly giant, and they dip them in a like an iodine type thing to rub around the head of the member they're about to install the catheter into, the tube, the balloon, whatever you wish to call it. She not only decided to paint my pecker, she decided to paint my testicles, rub it around other areas that she would be working with. She was a veritable slob. And when she finally got around to shoving the catheter in my member, the only time I've ever had that done, when I literally screamed. And I sat there looking at her supervisor thinking, how in the living hell can you allow this? I'd had my catheters changed more times than not by good, bad, and indifferent, but nothing as foul as this thing. Now, Bennett, why are you bringing all this up? Because I brought up the issue of feminine wipes. So when this pig finished what she did, she hands me an unopened package of, they weren't referenced as feminine wipes, but I can guarantee it's the same mentality. And I got sent to the bathroom to clean up the mess that this chick had painted me with. Now, it can be difficult to know where to start with this so-called category of feminine wipes, because a lot of brands of feminine wipes contain a multitude of hazardous chemicals. including endocrine-disrupting parabens, triclosan, synthetic fragrances, and a novels-length list of toxic chemicals that we would all be hard-pressed to pronounce correctly, as I mispronounce an awful lot of these medical words anyway. And as I'm sharing this commentary with you, it becomes interesting because in one of my drawers in my other room, I still have some of those wipes still in a package. Oh, I'm going to pull those suckers out later and see exactly what the chemicals are that are in them. But, look, there are things, ladies, that you can do to avoid all of this. Because it becomes important to choose feminine hygiene brands that use non-toxic or natural components like organic cotton. I mean, conventional cotton is loaded with pesticides. A half a mile from my house, there's huge cotton fields. They grow that stuff, man. And I'm sure they're not sitting there turning into Q-tips. But if we get non-toxic natural components, things like organic cotton, well, minimal or no plastics, minimal absorbency volume for our, since high absorbency materials tend to be synthetic. And make a note, ladies, there are some quality tampon and sanitary pad brands available. There's a group called Seventh Generation. That's not the number, it's spelled out the word, S-E-V-E-N-T-H, Seventh Generation. Another one called Natra Care, N-A-T-R-A-C-A-R-E. I really hate this the last name. It's a company called Glad Rags. Sorry, I've got a twisted sense of humor. But they contain no plastics. They're also reusable, which is a significant money saver over time. Now let's step down a step further, because this gets quite interesting. What about baby wipes? Diapers? If you're a parent or a grandparent of a small child, chances are we're all deeply familiar with the joys of disposable baby wipes and diapers. But do you have any clue what you're wiping your baby's butt bottom with and how it might be affecting your baby's health? What about all them stinky plastic diapers? My God, when my brothers were born, when I was 15 and 16, man, we were using old-fashioned diapers. Washables, man. And once they became dilapidated, we'd still wash them and use them for washing windows. And come on, some of you folks are old enough to remember what the hell I'm talking about. When I was a young kid, I used to babysit kids in the neighborhood. I was unbelievably well paid because I was highly respected. I knew exactly what to do with these kids, et cetera, et cetera. And I knew how to change diapers without being a pervert and all that nonsense. But think about that. What about all them stinky plastic diapers? The World Health Organization warned in a 2003 report that a chemical byproduct commonly found in both baby wipes and diapers was a persistent environmental pollutant, meaning it did not break down very easily. But they also informed us that it caused all sorts of health problems, including developmental delays and cancer. And the chemical? Dioxin. Typically accompanied by other poisonous compounds, such as volatile organic compounds or VOCs. And sodium polyacrylate, SAP. Two other cancer-causing additives found in disposable diapers. We're using products on babies that can lead to cancer? What the hell is it with these money-grubbing sons of bitches? They don't give a damn about we the people. They don't give a damn about any of the people except those who are sucking up the money. Look, it's simple. Disposable diapers are a lot like feminine care products in that they often contain super absorbent polymers, the SAPs. They contain plastics, other unlabeled chemicals. So I'd recommend that parents go back to using reusable cloth diapers because they can be made from simple, less toxic materials like organic cotton. But if disposal is your preference, there are some chlorine-free, fragrance-free, and mostly chemical-free options such as Bambo Nature, eco-friendly diapers, but even some of those contain SAPs. And as for baby wipes, the Honest Company, that's what they're called, the Honest Company, sells chlorine-free, hypoallergenic, biodegradable wipes produced without alcohol or phthalates. That's that P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S word again. That's a family of plastic chemicals often used in personal care products. But the Honest Company will also make it without those, and the parabens, and the phenols, the LS, other harmful additives. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to stay up to date on safe, non-toxic personal care products, our recommendation is that you check out an organization called the Environmental Working Groups. That's plural, G-R-O-U-P apostrophe S, Skin Deep Database. And by doing so, you'll be able to see where your favorite soaps and shampoos and conditioners, et cetera, the brands, where they all land on the toxicity scale, as assessed using a comprehensive data cohort gathered from 60 toxicity and regulatory databases. The Environmental Working Group, or EWG, even has a skin-deep mobile app that you can download on your smartphone for instant access to that important information while you're out shopping. My problem is, unlike my wife, I don't unload a lot of stuff. I don't load a bunch of junk on my smartphone. I have a phone to make calls, to take calls, and, well, as many of you know, I can also be reached on it almost 24 hours a day by text. And if anybody's trying to text me right now, I've got the ringer turned off, sitting behind me. So my friend Doc Southern, if you're out there listening tonight, I'm not responding because I'm not got the phone in front of me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not even begun. We're roughly halfway through this presentation. And I don't want to pick up on the next topic because it will interrupt where we're going to need to begin next week. But I will end this segment by sharing this with you. Because if you haven't gotten the idea yet, well, we've all heard the terminology home sweet home. But is it? Or is it a home sweet toxic home? Because the chemical industry, through their advertising dollars and the fact that they basically own the news media, own television and the advertising mechanism, own our elected officials in Washington, D.C. and around the rest of the damn country. Oh, because they're lining their pockets, baby. The chemical industry has successfully brainwashed the general public into associating with various chemical-based household formulas with sanitation and cleanliness. But not just the sanitation and the cleanliness, not just household formulas for cleaning our house and scrubbing it and all that business. The same kind of chemicals that are in our toothpaste and our shampoos and our soaps and our diapers and our tampons, etc., etc., etc. Because it turns out that common products found in our homes of tens of millions of people, and that means you and I, are anything but safe. A report done by the Women's Voices for the Earth found that many conventional cleaning products, and this is kind of the introduction to our next segment for next week, contain hidden carcinogens, which include 1,4-dioxane, which is also present in many laundry soap products, even those branded as natural. Well, let's not forget chloroform and reproductive toxins such as the phthalates. That's the phthalates. And Anatolian. And what you need to know by now, and what you're going to learn more next week, is that you should know that these and other toxic substances are not always listed on ingredient labels, which can make it difficult to know exactly what's safe to buy. And in next week's program, we're going to go through each product category. We're going to give you a list for each, with safer, non-toxic solutions. And we're going to begin next week talking about household cleaning supplies and laundry detergents, dishwashing detergents and soaps, so-called air fresheners. Hey, we're going to stoop as low as bathroom shower curtains. Wait till you hear about that one. Cookware, nonstick, Teflon. Ooh, baby. Then we're going to start talking about the problems that are hiding in our food, processed, packaged foods. We're going to cover a wide range of things. Now, remember, sometime within the next hour and a half, Michael, pray God, will have his program up on our archives. I strongly urge you to go back and listen to it, its entire hour, and make notes. You can stop it as you're writing that down notes and start it again. By the way, bringing that up, this past Monday night, we were scheduled to have run part 3 of our series on Ayn Rand. And somehow something went absolutely haywire, and we reran part 2. And I've had several listeners, including Charles Dickens and several others, kind of continue to ride my rear end on it. And I got with Michael this afternoon, and he says, I can't believe this happened. And we've got it sorted out. So this coming Monday, we will be airing part 3 of the Ayn Rand series. And once again, for the gentleman that called me ragging on me about not being a Christian, don't worry about it. Tune in, my friend. Hopefully you'll understand exactly why we ran that program. I thank you all for being with us tonight. I pray God it has made a big difference in the way you're thinking. I'll be back tomorrow night. And we'll be back with part 2 of this series next Wednesday night, right here. Until then, God bless. Good night. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except
And when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin. Oh yes, let them begin to begin, make them play, till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you, and we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.